This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum, Shaykh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
We know that when you miss days in Ramadan, that you have to make up these days before the next Ramadan. Like your last chance is the month of Sha'ban. What if someone did not even do that and passed the next Ramadan and had not fasted?
طيب بسم الله الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه وبعد. The majority of the فقهاء, the شافعية, the مالكية, the حنابلة said, you must make up the days, the missed days of Ramadan before the following Ramadan. Why? Because عائشة رضي الله عنها ورضاها said, I used to delay the days of my Ramadan that I missed due to her menses until Sha'ban. And I will make it up in Sha'ban. So that means Sha'ban is the cutoff month, and she make up these days in Sha'ban. And she said, I will not fast during the rest of the year لِمَكَانَةِ النَّبِي صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمِ because of how close I was to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم. Anyway, so based on this hadith, he said that. The Ahnaf said, no. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, فَعِدَّةٌ مِّنْ أَيَّامٍ أُخَرٍ Allah said in the Quran, you make it up in other days. And Allah did not specify what days are. Is it a year? Is it 12 months? Is it 11 months? As long as you do it before you die. Obviously, we're talking about someone capable of fasting. Right. If somebody has sickness, an excuse, he couldn't because has a surgery or has like a chemotherapy or
took him more than a year
taking
a year,
this excuse. I'm talking about someone like a sister, for example, during her menses, 6 days, but she kept delaying them. It's hot, it's cold, it's whatever, you know, and I didn't do it. Or a brother travel and he forgot about it. I remember, and now Ramadan came. Mm-hmm. We talk about someone able to fast. And I lean towards the majority's opinion that you must do it before Ramadan. But all the scholars agree, if somebody Ramadan comes and still did not make up days, all of them said this person must do it later on. It's not because khalas next Ramadan came, I forgot about the previous one. No. So let's say you have 7 days from last Ramadan, you have 3 days left, and new Ramadan came. After Ramadan finish, you make up the 3 days that you missed from the previous one.
Okay.
And the majority said, and you have to make kafara, penalty. What's the penalty? For each day, you feed a miskin.
But is there an evidence on
feed
that?
Feed a miskin. What's their evidence for that? They said fatawa al-sahaba.
Oh.
The fatwa of the sahaba. Who is among the sahaba? For example, this is the fatwa of Ibn Abbas, Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu, and others, who said that you have to feed a meal per a day. So nothing from the Prophet ﷺ, but from the Ashab al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And they said, we did not know any other companion opposed
to that.
So when they did that and they gave this fatwa and became known, no other companion said, no, that's wrong. Also, they based it on the قول الله تعالى, وَعَلَى الَّذِينَ يُطِيقُونَهُ فِدْيَةٌ طَعَامُ مِسْكِينَ Those who have the ability to fast and did not fast, they have to feed a miskin. And they said this verse is not abrogated. قالوا أنها ليست منسوخة لكنها مخصوصة. Like Ibn Abbas رضي الله عنه وأرضى and others, they considered it muhkama. It's not been abrogated. So they said those capable of fasting, and they apply this to scenarios like this.
Ah, subhanAllah.
So feeding. They were able to fast and they didn't fast and next Ramadan comes. So what we do, they give a miskin. They feed a miskin,
but
a meal.
Still have to fast as well.
Still have to fast. That's extra penalty for missing the, basically the deadline. For the Ahnaf, they said, no, you only have to make it up at one point and there is no penalty because they don't believe you have to do it before the next Ramadan. Well, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best.
JazakAllah khair, Sheikh.